Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
Charlie Spearing, I bet, is getting ready for his thing. He's got, like, people don't know this about Charlie, 18 children. Wow. Eight big family over there in the Spearing house. Well, you're not up to 18 yet, are you, Charlie?
No, Larry. Still stuck at five, you know.
Five is a
very low number.
I gotta say, I used to think that because I had four, and I was like, I have a big family. And we got Spearing with five. We got Carney's got six. The Mandels I have five now. It's like, you guys are just trying to, you know, blaze new trails. Good on you. Congratulations.
Well, thanks so much. We're looking forward to another Thanksgiving with plenty of mouths to feed on Thursday. So,
well, and you're feeding the mouths by covering the White House for Breitbart News. You do a great job of it. What's the buzz right now with this theater around the Strategic Oil Reserve? It just seems like it's all show and there's real no substance there, and everyone sees through it already.
Yeah, it's pretty obviously a political bit, because it happened right before Thanksgiving, right before the Thanksgiving driving season, when everybody's going to be talking about it. So it was clearly timed for the Thanksgiving holiday. And, you know, the White House yesterday couldn't even say whether or not it would reduce prices. They couldn't say when. They couldn't say how much. Jennifer Granholm, the energy secretary, you know, was caught not even knowing how much oil the United States consumes every day. And so it was definitely a situation, and oil markets went up 3% after this announcement was announced. So it's unclear exactly how much the effect will have on the actual gas prices at the pump.
We're here to fix the problem, and then the prices actually go up, Amber. That's generally not a good sign.
No, and it's
not. No, but they would have gone up more if we hadn't done this.
It's not just gas either. Jen Psaki was retweeting the National Economic Council senior advisor yesterday, saying, don't worry, guys, the price for turkey has only gone up about $1 per bird, of course, much higher in different places across the country. And it's not just turkey. A lot of those Thanksgiving staples are going to be putting a hurting, especially in your pocketbook, Charlie, with all those kids.
Yeah, we'll manage. But what was funny about her statement on the turkeys was, like, don't worry about it. You know, our child tax credit will help you pay for more expensive turkeys. Our government handout money to families will help them pay for higher gas and higher turkey. This is kind of the growing message from the White House, is like, don't worry, Uncle Joe's got you with all of this extra cash that we're shoveling out the door.
You know, you heard we've got Governor Scott Walker coming up from Wisconsin, and I mean, between the Rittenhouse verdict and then the horrific murders in Waukesha, Wisconsin, it's sort of the center of the sort of zeitgeist here in terms of politics, really, especially law and order issues reaching onto Main Street USA. It's remarkable that the White House is still trying to hold on to this idea that Rittenhouse is a white supremacist. Jen Psaki refused to stray off of that talking point yesterday. And have they had anything to say about Waukesha?
Yeah, well, President Biden waited a long time before he actually made a statement on Monday, issuing the typically, you know, sorrow and prayers. But what's interesting is that he left last night for his Thanksgiving holiday in Nantucket with no plans to visit Wisconsin. As typically when a community is rocked like this, the president will visit and, you know, act as a consoler in chief. And you certainly I certainly found it surprising that Biden did not feel the need to do so in this situation, when, you know, there's been other, you know, shootings and stuff that has prompted him to go visit the community and, you know, condemn violence and everything else. So no plans, Jen Psaki said, no plans to go visit Waukesha, Wisconsin, but who knows, maybe he'll take a break from his Thanksgiving holiday to go visit, but I wouldn't bet on it.
That is especially interesting considering the media keeps telling us that Joe Biden is the president with outrageous levels of empathy. Another interesting thing about his statement on Waukesha and Jen Psaki as well is that they were quick to say, well, we're going to wait till we get all the facts in. But they notably didn't do that with the Rittenhouse case. And Jen Psaki in the press briefing yesterday even doubling down on the president's comments about Rittenhouse being an alleged white supremacist.
Yeah, that was alarming, seeing how, you know, President Biden was so eager to brand him and his campaign so eager to brand him as this white supremacist, and Psaki using the you know, this evidence that, you know, he took a picture with some people who were alleged to be Proud Boys, and even Rittenhouse said yesterday that he had no idea they were Proud Boys. And that's kind of thin evidence to sort of defend the president and his campaign. About this claim that, you know, that both Rittenhouse and his mother have said that this was a very defamatory statement and something they're not pleased with and would actually like an apology.
It's the least that the president could do. Charlie, there's also this issue of the president continuing to duck reporters. It reached the point yesterday, as you listen here, where Stephen Portnoy from CBS News is actually shouting at him about when will he ever answer a question.
Happy Thanksgiving, God bless you, and may God protect our troops. And I'm heading to a food kitchen to serve meals right now. Thank you for your time and effort. And I'll have plenty of time to talk to you later. Thank you. Thank you.
When will you answer Stephen Portnoy, formerly of WMAL? Charlie, when the mainstream journalists start to recognize that he's just ducking any kind of questioning or any sort of press availability, you know that it's starting. The pressure is going to start hitting him, won't it?
Yeah, the pressure is on, and it's just astonishing that Biden continues to just duck all questions. And the White House is doing this on purpose. You saw them earlier this week experiment with this idea of actually playing this like elevator music as the president left the stage to sort of drown out reporters shouting questions.
Oh, so, yeah. In fact, hang on. We've got that. It's just classic.
Was your decision influenced by inflation, Mr. President? Was
got a nice groove to it there, Charlie. At least you guys can, you know, sort of
live from across the street at the White House. It's live from a studio audience.
Right. Exactly. It's just pathetic what a laughing stock this has become.
Yeah, and then when Jen Psaki was doing an interview with Politico, you know, claimed that, you know, Joe Biden had taken more questions than he would during a normal press conference in a week. After only taking maybe a one or two questions from reporters when he visited with world leaders, that's a tradition that, you know, that the United States has always done.
Yeah.
Anytime you meet with world leaders, you have a press conference afterwards, and the White House just completely canceled plans for that. So, yeah, they got big problems at the end of this year. There's typically a press conference where the president will pop by a briefing room before the Christmas holiday, and we'll see if the White House can convince Joe Biden to come out for that.
Jeez, we will see.
It's not looking good.
The problem is, I mean, usually the assumption is the president's just ducking the press. He doesn't want to deal with tough questions or be in an awkward situation. The sad thing is this reinforces the notion and the appearance that he's incapable of answering a bunch of questions because he's just not there. He's not with it. That's the real problem here. Charlie, we got to leave it there. Happy Thanksgiving to your whole brood there. God bless you. We're very grateful for the work you do there for us and for Breitbart. Thank you, sir.
You bet. Thanks for having me, and everybody have a good Thanksgiving on your end.
Thank you.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.